You're listening to Ear Candy here on local FM and at other stations at other times across the country. It might be CJSF in Simon Fraser University in Burnaby. It could be CKXU in Lethbridge. It might be Voice of Bombay or Caper Radio. It might be in Prince George. It might be up the highway on CHSR, our sister station in Fredericton. And who knows? Other places, other times, sometimes the show gets picked up courtesy of the National Campus and Radio Association Radio Exchange site, and other times it gets dropped. It just the way it goes. We're going to play some catchy, upbeat, up-tempo songs. I've got some new music to share with you to start the show. We're going to hear a track from the self-titled debut from Montreal's The She-Devils, and then something from Memram Cook native Mike Trask. Memram Cook, of course, just up the highway, just past the Moncton area. I guess Mike lives in Halifax these days, so a Haligonian currently. But in New Brunswicker, we're going to hear a track off of his record called Derealization, and then something from the Eels. I just think there's something that throws these three songs together vibe-wise. Let's just go see. It's a little bit different stuff, but worthy of your time for sure. This is the She-Devils, How Do You Feel, from their self-titled debut here on Ear Candy.
Still haven't sit back and don't say a word. Time will pass, and this will pass, all things pass.
You're My Friend, the Eels, the one and only Eels, led by Mark Everett. And I'm sure all of you out there in listener land are my friends. I've friended you all just like that. We can do that. That's the power of radio here at Local FM. The show is Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And before I'm Your Friend, we heard, You're My Friend, I should say, we heard Life from Mike Trask off a record called Derealization. And I'll mention more about that in a second. And we started the show off with How Do You Feel by the She Devils. Well, I hope you feel better after that song. That was the whole intent of it. I'm going to go back to that Mike Trask record. Like I say, he hails from Memram Cook. I think his family was a fishing family. And he's used to the 3 a.m. wake-up calls, if you will, getting up in the pre-dawn to start his day as a fisherman. So a lot of hard work, that kind of lifestyle. He's released a lot of records. And I don't know that I've really picked up on him because it was rootsy, folky, pretty straightforward stuff. But by the time Derealization came out, it was like, whoa, where did that come from? That's fantastic. In fact, I like the record so much that I will play something else from it later in the show just to introduce you to an artist at his peak form. All right, I want to mention what the title is about here. I had to look it up, Derealization. I kind of thought, well, realization, sort of like the Star Trek transporter beam, you got beamed up. Oh, there's a glitch. Now you're derealized, you're fading out of view. But it's not that. I looked it up and it says, a feeling of that one's surroundings are not real, especially as a symptom of mental disturbance. It's a subjective experience of unreality of the outside world. So maybe he was feeling that way as he was writing these songs. They certainly are different. I really feel like an artist needs to become themselves and not a pale imitation of some other artist. And on Derealization, Mike Trask is, in his own words, kind of become fully Trasked. He's maximized his Traskiness, if you will. Okay, let's get going with some more. I'm actually going to play three songs that sort of have that might have influenced Mike Trask. When I did some research on Mike Trask, no surprise that a fellow like Tom Waits is an influence. No shock at all. Bob Dylan would be another natural one to mention. So we're going to play a Bob Dylan track, Tom Waits track, and then we're going to go for some Pie from Mike Trask. So let's go. We're going to play something here from Bob Dylan. The song's called Political World here on Ear Candy.
We live in a political world. Love don't have any place. We're living in times where men commit crimes and crime don't have a face. We live in a political world. Icicles hanging down. Wedding bells ringing, angels singing, clouds cover up the ground. We live in a political world. Wisdom is thrown into jail. It rots in a cell, misguided as hell. Leaving no one to pick up the trail. We live in a political world. Where mercy walks the plank. Life is in mirrors, death disappears up the steps into the nearest bay. We live in a political world. Courage is a thing of the past. Houses are haunted, children are unwanted. Your next day could be your last. We live in a political world. The one we can see and can feel. But there's no one to check. It's all a stack deck. We all know for sure that it's real. We live in a political world. The cities of a lonesome fear. Little by little, you turn to the middle, but you're never sure why you're here. We live in a political world. Under the microscope, you can travel anywhere and hang yourself there. You always got more than enough rope. We live in a political world, turning and thrashing about. As soon as you awake, you're trained to take what looks like the easy way out. We live in a political world where peace is not welcome at all.
a middle class girl. She was in over her head. She thought she could stand up in the deep end. He had a bulletproof smile. He had money to burn. She thought she had the moon in her pocket, but now she's dead. She's so dead. Forever dead. And love me now. I've always been told to remember this. Don't let a fool kiss you. Never marry for love. He was hard to impress. He knew everyone's secrets. He wore her on his arm just like jewelry. He never gave what he got. He kept her on a leash. He's not the kind of wheel you fall asleep at. But now she's dead, forever dead, forever dead, and lonely now. Come closer, look deeper, you're falling fast, just like a plane on the stormy sea. She made up someone to be. She made up somewhere to be from. This is one business in the world where there's no problem at all. Everything that is left, they will only plow under. Everyone you knew will be gone. And now she's dead. Forever dead. Forever dead. And love.
Forever dead, love me. howdy daddy who's long and tall. When he moves through town, he's like a wrecking ball. And I got a bro and I got a sister. Why, he's my little bro, but I call him mister. Well, let me rap a little more about my big sister. When she struts through the room, you'll never miss her. Yeah, she can suck the soul from any man and kiss her. With a love so hot, it'll leave a blister. But my, oh my, mama's sweet as pie. My, oh my, mama's sweet as pie. Well, my grandmama smoked like a diesel stack. She'd have kitchen parties that bring a dead man back. She said the moon landing was just a fairy tale. She died 109 moving the hay bales. Well, my grandpappy was hard as nails. With a life on the sea, he was made of scales. And on that clear night when the cold wind wails, yeah, take his coffin to ride the gales. But my, oh my, mama's sweet as pie. I said my, oh my, mama's sweet as pie. Well, now it's safe to say I fly with the flock. Me and my bad old daddy cut from the same cloth. It's tough to say why she hung on so long. Tough to say if I'm half as strong. Sure to say I'll never fly alone, 'cause my, oh my, mama's sweet as pie. Said my,
yeah, mama's sweet as pie. I'm sure your mama's sweet as pie too. That's Mike Trask off of Derealization. It's a song about family, obviously. He talks about his brother and his sister and his papa and his grandma and his grandpappy and so forth. All in very mythological kind of style. Very simple language. Very catchy, great song. But just pie. It's called pie, and that reminds me of a friend of mine who invited me out with some old colleagues last night, and he's a runner, and he says he runs so that he can eat, and he always has food on his person. If you're skiing with him, for instance, and you're on the chairlift, he's apt to say you want some pizza and reach in and get you a slice of pizza, or maybe some cashews, or maybe an apple, maybe some raisins. He's always got food on him. So I think I'll just send that one out to Mark Gautreau. If you're listening, if you're out jogging around, Mark, I don't think you are right at this time of day, but if you are, that one was for you, bud. Let's see, what else did we play in that song? Before Pie, we heard Dead and Lovely from Tom Waits. Now, that's an odd song for me to play on a show that I bill as being upbeat, uplifting, all about she's dead and gone. 5.5 minutes of Tom Waits doing that, but it's a sweet sound. It's a sunny sound. It's a nice, dry, summery, hot, warm kind of sound to it. So it belies the subject matter, I think, the sonicness of it. Sonicness, a word? I just made it up. You can just tell people when you start using it. I heard this DJ does a show called Ear Candy. He says sonicness is a word, so I can use it. It's true. It's not fake news. No. Political World by Bob Dylan, speaking of politics. And that's off a 1980s record, I forget exactly which year, like 86 maybe, that he made with Canadian Wonderkind producer Daniel Lanois called Oh Mercy. Again, the song is Political World by Bob Dylan, the greatest singer ever. The three songs kind of have singers with very similar voices in terms of they're not going to be hitting three octaves worth of notes and lots of trills and lots of vibrato, but they know how to use what talent that they have to maximum effect. And very, very enjoyable music from those three. We're going to move on and play some more blues rock, I would say. I'm not a great blues fan, but blues rock, that is rock and roll, amped up based on the blues, not necessarily discernible as the blues, that really revs my motor. Maybe it'll rev your motor too. So we got three of those lined up for you. And the first one is the Steve Miller Band. It's off of Book of Dreams. It's a track called The Stake here on Ear Candy.
if you're sad and you're feeling blue, go out and buy a brand new pair of shoes, and you go down, down to Tangy Town. Cause people down there really like to get it on, get it on, hey. Thank you.
folks, was Hustle and Cuss, The Dead Weather with Allison Mosshart on vocals. Actually, it's a song written by Allison Mosshart and the bassist in the band, Jack Lawrence. Sometimes the songs get written in by various members and in various permutations, and I always thought that was a great song. I'm not sure why they didn't release that one as a single. It's very catchy. That's what I think. And it's that blues rock thing that I was talking about. The whole three songs were from that blues rock genre. If you want, Maggie McGill from The Doors. Yes, apparently born from parents of a rock star in the back of a rock and roll car, according to Jim Morrison, who only ever attained the age of 27. Real shame. And the Steve Miller Band with The Steak off of Book of Dreams. And you can see and hear Steve's deep blues influence. I'm sure he thinks of himself as a blues player. He cut his teeth in the Chicago blues scene. That guy goes back so far. It's back to almost the beginning of recorded music. His parents were friends with Mary Ford and Les Paul. And they had some of the very first tape recording machinery that there was. So Steve, as a very young boy, learned how to sing with himself, record a vocal and then harmonize with himself. And you can hear that in his work, the fun that he had as a kid and learning how to do it. And then it turned out to end up being a very lucrative career for the man. Anyway, three kind of bluesy songs. Like I say, I'm not really a blues fan. I'm a pop and rock fan. Anyone who listens to the show will know that. But you take something that's got a blues influence and then you twist it around a bit and all of a sudden you got something interesting. And I think those were three great examples of how that works. Now, I thought, okay, we kind of did some little bit offbeat stuff and then the kind of growly vocals of Dylan and Waits and Mike Trask, some blues stuff. And I thought, well, why don't we just keep on with this sort of genre hopping and we'll do something with some psychological tension, some psychedelic elements to the music. So I got three lined up for you that we're going to do that. And we're going to start with a track from Daniel Romano off of his record Modern Pressures. And that song is a mouthful, literally. It's called I Tried to Hold the World in My Mouth. Now, when I did that when I was a kid, I got really sore jaws. So if at home, if you're listening to this, please don't do that. You have to go to the emergency. And then it's such a stupid thing to have done. They make you wait like 16 hours and your jaws will be really sore. So I think that's what this song by Daniel Romano is about. It's about trying to eat the world in one bite. You need to cut it up into smaller pieces. That's usually what you should do if you're going to try and eat a whole world. And eat a light breakfast. That's what I would say. This is Dan Romano here on Ear Candy.
With their fingernail swords, we were love the sins of Germany and crooked German time to be the starving incarnation of the Lord. I tried to hold the world in my mouth. I tried to hold. Playing above her like a shiver bones in me. And her the mouth of Trinity dropped gently to her wounded knee and drained my swallowed world between her teeth. I tried to hold the world in my mouth. I tried to hold the world in my mouth. I tried to hold the world in my mouth. I tried to hold.
Black Magic, Ty Segall. You're listening to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. And that was just a single that Ty released. He's a very prolific fellow and loves that 60s sound and psychedelia and stuff, so it fit right in. And we heard a track from Stories Often Told, a record by the Sadies, and a song called Of Our Land that they wrote with Rick White, who's a Moncton native. And that's very psychedelic as well. And then I tried to hold the world in my mouth, Daniel Romano, off of Modern Pressure. Great track. All three, actually, in terms of musical form, are rhapsodies. Yeah, just saying. Might not be coincidence that they all are. I don't know if it's just randomness to put them together that way. Anyway, our show was just about over. I'm going to play a little snippet of a track by the Jayhawks, Ace, to play us out. But what you want to do is you want to tune in next week and we'll do it all again and play some more upbeat, up-tempo, catchy pop rock songs, something old, something new, you know, stuff like that, right? So thanks for tuning in out there in listener land. Have a great week. This is Ace by the Jayhawks off of Paging Mr. Proust here on Ear Candy.